I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Ready, go! Deb, what do you got?
Got so much.
You got so much. This is, should we tell the people right now, 10 seconds in, that this is a very special episode?
It's a very, very special episode.
Like a blossom?
Yeah.
She's that
special. We came up with the name of the episode before recording, which I don't know that we've ever done.
We've never done, I think. I can vouch for the fact that we've never done.
This is a podcasting first.
So, Deb, tell America what the name of our podcasting endeavor is tonight. You talking, you Joel, to me? I like it. Well, why are we calling it that?
For, I think, two reasons.
One. Wait.
Reason the first is that I just finished binge listening to a podcast that Jason had previously listened to and suggested us to, called You Talking You Two to
You
Me.
You Talking You Two to Me.
And it was one of the funniest things ever.
Couldn't possibly recommend it more highly.
And
everyone should listen.
The best thing to come out of that was that I didn't listen to any U2 after listening to like 17 episodes, but they go on like a tangent on a couple of episodes about Billy Joel, and I was like, oh, this makes me want to listen to more Billy Joel. And then,
what wouldn't?
Reason two.
Wait.
Reason
so
two.
People should move on at home, and they should start tracking a new reason if they're like keeping score,
baseball
game style.
The second reason now. And the second reason is just as that was occurring in my brain, the New York Magazine came out with a definitive ranking.
Whoa, slow down.
These are going to be the definitive
back that
rankings.
One up. Yes.
Their definitive rankings.
This is the definitive discussion of Billy Joel.
But their definitive rankings, which we will probably just tear apart. But anyway, they had rankings of all Billy Joel songs.
They may have gloss on the cover of their magazine, but it is not so great.
No,
especially
no.
when
no,
it comes to
not.
Their Billy Joel
It is
coverage.
In no way, shape, or form definitive, and I don't even believe they claimed it to be definitive. It's like one guy's opinion, so.
Deb, would you say when it comes to Billy Joel, if we didn't start the fire, will we be using that fire for our hot takes today?
We're going to use flames emojis.
Emojis for our hot takes. It'll be spitting fire
if the
that we
song
didn't start.
Had come out today, do you think it would be called We Didn't Start the Flames Emoji instead
I
of
think it would be.
The fire?
Billy Joel's kind of like old school, but that's what it should have been called. That's
he might not know what an emoji is. It's like Weird Al. It's like a parody of it.
I was
going to
say, I think like Skrillex should do like a remix.
You really
and
like
it should
to
be a flames
incorporate
emoji.
Skrillex into conversations.
I'm out there in these streets. Yeah. The kids love them. They do. I brought up Skrillex a lot, right? Engineer Cody's cracking up over there. Engineer Nicole cracking up. We are, by the way.
You
we
know what the kids
this.
Don't like, though,
what
by the
way?
This podcast from...
Yeah, we have a more sophisticated audience. Like a fine wine, you need to age before you can appreciate the genius.
Like the fine $3 chuck that I'm about to drink right now.
Speaking of fine wine, I'm about to pop the cap here, popping some bottles on a lovely stone bottle that Engineer Nicole brought back from San Diego.
In honor of Billy Joel, I opted for a bottle of white. I could have gone with a
bottle
of red.
That was number one. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
We're going
but
to
I'm
do.
Saying I offered
we are it. Going to do nothing but talk about Billy Joel for
this
the next hour.
This is
going to
be the definitive Billy Joel podcast. And one thing that I think we should say right off the bat is there is a musical artist named Billy Joel. So that's something that I think everyone should understand.
A musical? Is it? Do you think it's Billy? Or Bill, or William.
I think his name
or
is
Max
William.
Or Buddy,
goes
isn't
by
a Sheryl
Billy.
Crow song?
He goes by Billy.
Do you think...
Billy Joel. And he's been known to play the piano.
Would you say he's like a piano boy? Is he a little piano boy who might grow up to be a bigger piano boy?
To be a big piano boy? I think he's a piano man. I don't mean to like go crazy right now
you
and
had
throw
to,
this
you
out
had to,
there, but I think he might be a piano man.
You had to gender it right from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'd like to do that.
Yeah. I think, but you're probably right. I think piano big boy
I think
sounds better.
He started out as a piano little boy who wanted to be a piano big boy and then eventually blossomed
into
a piano man.
The piano man that we've come to know and love.
And I think, could we say that? Could we put the he's the piano man?
The singular. The. Like,
yeah. Who else? Who else? You want to tell me Elton John, that guy?
Didn't a fella named Beethoven like to tickle the old ivories?
Meh. They've never done that.
What about the good folks on Steinway right here? Yeah. They make pianos.
They make pianos.
They're like the piano family, the piano brothers.
I mean, the piano man needs a person making his piano. He's not crafting the pianos. He's playing the
pianos. What about Alicia Keys? Is she the piano man?
She thinks just because her last name's Keys that she gets
It's not bad.
Is that her real last name? Or
is that is Billy Joel's last name Joel?
I think so.
You think so? That's the kind of crack research team that we bring into play.
Cody, can you look that up for us?
Yeah, hey. Earn your keep. Get on it. Less giggling, more Googling. See? That was clever.
That was good.
That was pretty good,
that
right?
That was good. Coin it.
Coin it.
It's a coin
Though, by the way, that's fair. That's unfair because we're sponsored by Bing. So use Bing for your Googling needs. Or you can use Google for
what
your Binging
Alta
needs.
Vista?
If you want.
I kind of like Alta Vista.
That's your official? I'm more of a Lycos guy.
Alta Vista is my official sponsor. We're sponsored by different people.
I keep asking
Jeeves.
This
podcast has taken off.
I keep asking
so
Jeeves,
many...
and he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, Jeeves is an idiot.
By the way, I mean, we wanna hit the Billy Joel hard, but I'd like to... This Stone is really good. Normally, the smoked like beers aren't great. This is a nice like smoky. It's got little caramel notes. I really
nice.
Like it.
Cool.
You should take a little sip. I know it might be a little hoppy for you, but give it a go. Glug, 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 glug. I'll put in the glugging sound effects later.
To interject.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Wait. Okay.
William Martin Joel is his birth name.
William
Martin
Joel.
Martin.
You think that's where the comedian Martin?
So
was
just
named
to be clear, his name is William Martin Joel, just for those keeping score. But,
I feel like we've covered
known,
a lot. We've got a lot of ground covered
known
so far.
As Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Yeah. Is he one of those mop top kids from Liverpool?
Straight from, he's a lad. He's
the
a
mean,
lad.
He's
from
the mean streets of Dublin.
He's from the mean streets of Dublin. He's a Dublin dude.
In a town known as Oyster Bay, Dublin.
He's from the mean streets of Hicksville.
We know where he's from. Hey,
Cody!
Hey!
Shut up
you
over there!
You speak when you're spoken to.
You think you know things about Long Island? Please. Alright? I've stopped Billy Joel's homes, okay? Let's be clear.
We have stopped Billy Joel's homes.
More
or, wait, no. I'm sorry. William Martin Joel's homes. Like, if we can't get
maybe
the name
like,
right, we can't get anything
can
right.
Can we call him William M. Joel? I like when people, like, just have, like, a one, like, a
would the M stand for Mop Top Kid from Manchester?
For Music Man?
Music Man.
William Music Man Joel.
He's only played 75 trombones. He's got one more left. One more left to play.
Wait, so he plays the trombone, too?
He's the trombone man.
Oh, interesting. Oh, see, I'm learning new things.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that's,
that. Cool.
That's why we're going to
Does
cover...
Does he play other instruments also?
Can I ask you an important question about Billy Joel?
Yes.
Since we've been promising to talk about this on the podcast for a lot. Paul McCartney and Kanye put out music together.
Well, that's true. We were supposed to record an emergency pod about
it
that, right?
It's like they dropped it on us. We started the new year with that beautiful... The beautiful piano man, Paul McCartney himself, playing on the...
No, it's nice. I was a little... I think at first a little disappointed because I was just like waiting for the part where like Paul McCartney would start singing. So that was a little bit like of a letdown for
you mean,
me.
You mean that white dude standing next to Kanye?
Yeah, that guy. But no, it's a pretty song. I actually have not listened to the
only one? 4 or 5 seconds?
No, I listened to only, 4 or 5 seconds.
4 or 5 seconds around.
Yeah, I have to listen to that, yeah.
You do have to listen to that.
I think when
That's
I...
That's the kind of hard-hitting research I expect from you.
Looked it up, well, I mean...
I did spring this on you.
Yeah,
you... We are going to talk about nothing but Billy Joel.
I thought this was going to, you know, be the definitive Billy Joel podcast, and so, you know... But obviously, we should also talk about Huey Lewis and the news maybe later, but...
Sports. Love sports. Also love the album, Sports. And I feel like the Muse sometimes don't get enough credit. They're pretty good, but they're hits
else,
galore.
What else have they done though? Like, did the news ever like branch out and do their own stuff, or are they like stuck with Huey?
Well, stuck isn't that they're happy to be stuck
are
with
they?
Huey?
Are they?
Nailed it. Okay, we're not going to talk about that anymore. That's the definitive end to the talking about the news. Happy to be stuck with you. Oh, I also wanted to ask: should we change the intro music that people have heard? Because I thought it might be good if it was, like, the Honesty song would be a good, like, Honesty, it's such a lonely word. Honesty, it's seldom ever heard. That's not bad for this.
That's pretty good.
Honesty, it's such a lonely word.
Yeah, we could do that.
I won't try and hit the mellifluous notes.
It's like
notes,
our very special California pod. We had different music.
I think what's dancing in my head right now, and I'm still looking tough. Shout out to Keeping the Faith. is that we have the intro music, our traditional
and then
intro
a
music.
Second intro.
Then
the
we say
intro?
Like, yeah. Then we do like, this is a very
we
special
say,
pod.
You talking, you drool to me?
You talking, you drool to me? You popping my stones? Hey, hey.
Is this an episode of You Popping My Stones?
I think this might be an episode of You Popping My Stones. Wait, cue the intro music. Hey, hey, Deb.
No, you gotta introduce
Deb.
Yourself first.
Hey, hey, okay. This is Jason Cher.
This is Deb.
What's your last name?
Cher.
Hey, hey, that's my last name. You popping my stones?
Yeah, you popping my stones?
All right, good episode.
Good
episode.
Good app. Short for episode.
Wait, F?
Yeah, short for episode.
Oh, yeah. I've been
like
trying
to
drop that link.
I like to try new things.
Yeah, we're like,
yeah,
we got a lot of Billy Joel to cover here.
Yeah, we don't have time to say sodes, right? Like, I really.
You just did, though. You should stick with EPs. Instead of calling it episodes, it would save time if you just called it EPs and didn't, like, even explain the SODES part. You just said it was EPs short for episodes, and then we moved on.
That's a really interesting idea. Yeah. Oh, good to know. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'll try
All right,
that
cool.
next time.
Yeah, next time. Cool. Next time. Maybe later in this episode. Oh, wait. Later in the SODE.
Now we don't have any more time.
Later in the SODE.
Later on, when we don't have any more time, you're going to want that SODE back.
I probably will. I should have called it an EP.
Maybe we should just call it a SODE.
Okay, I would do that. Is that also short for episode?
No, that's just calling it.
That's just a
separate
thing.
I just came up with a new name for it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like the thought process that we all went through together. And I feel like we came up with something pretty good,
yeah,
pretty special,
we landed
pretty real.
Something special. That's what we do here. We land on special things because this is a very special episode.
So I find it kind of surprising to get back to the Billy Joel stuff. I find it
you
kind
mean
of
William
surprising.
M. Joel?
William M. Joel, yeah. Short for Mop Top Kid from Manchester. Yeah. To get back to the William M. Joel stuff, I find it really surprising that Paul McCartney put out new music and you haven't listened to it.
When I went to look for it on Spotify, it wasn't there. And then...
It might have been on SoundCloud.
Yeah, so then I just kind of didn't listen.
You dropped the ball.
I've been meaning to.
You're letting America down. They want to hear your...
Yes, I'm letting America down.
They want you to start a fire and to deliver hot
takes. I mean, I'll say it's not really Paul McCartney music.
Now we're getting somewhere. All right.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm not only, like, I don't, you know, there's a little Paul, but I feel like he's more attaching himself to other people.
Engineer Cody looks bored over there. This is, by the way, the first time we're filming before a live studio audience.
That's probably what Engineer Cody actually looks like in You Talking You Two to Me, because he's there at, like, really late at night and, like, has to, like, work probably an extra, like,
can't get paid a lot of money, right?
Yeah, and there's no way he's making a lot of money. I hope he gets overtime, though. I hope he gets overtime.
Time and a half.
And maybe dinner? You think they give him dinner?
Does he bring bourbon?
I don't think they cook him dinner, but like maybe they...
Oh, they don't cook him dinner,
do you
okay.
think maybe they like, you know, take in from Chop House or something?
What's this Chop House you speak of?
Oh, it's this place Adam Scott went. He was really excited. Okay. It was like a Chipotle, but Asian.
Chipotle? Is that
Chipotle?
Is that your mispronouncing?
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Chipotle, yeah. I don't like Chipotle that much. I feel like everyone else likes it more than I do.
It's a bit overrated, I would say, yeah. Like, people... It's fine. Like, I don't have a problem with it. But people get really excited about
it.
It's
like a burrito.
Whatever.
It's not that great.
It's not that great.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
No, the whole...
If you need, like, a quick meal and there's nothing else around, like, it's a perfectly acceptable option. That's kind of what I feel about it.
The whole fast casual concept that everyone's all in on
and
now.
It's all the rage.
I think I'm out.
All
I'm out.
The rage.
I didn't want to go to Shake
totally
Shack anymore.
Out.
I like Shake Shack.
Wow.
I'm just like,
wow.
Enough. You're too pleased with your fast casualness.
Well, they kind of started that trend a bit, right?
I want slow formalness.
You want slow formalness.
I might go back to saying episodes because I want that slow
you
formalness.
You want, like, every place to be like a Alain Ducasse.
I want, yes, and I want episodes to have, like, a top hat hanging off the eye that it doffs as a lady walks past. Seems smart. Seems like it's not too much to ask.
I like it. Slow formalness.
Slow formal.
I think it's been a deep in nationwide storm.
Or fast crappiness.
That, I think, has existed
like you
for a
just,
long time.
You could say ep,
isn't
just sort of mumble
like
it.
McDonald's?
No one can hear it. Ep short for episode.
Yeah.
Fast crappiness. I might be back in on McDonald's.
That seems like you haven't had McDonald's for a while.
That's true. For a while.
I think if you did, then...
It's been, like, almost a year and a half since I've had McDonald's, I think.
You had it in the past year and a half?
I probably just had the fries, but I don't count them.
That counts.
When do you think the last time Billy Joel had McDonald's? Wait, where's he from? We started before Engineer Cody weirdly and rudely interrupted.
He's from Strong Island.
Strong Island.
He helps make it strong, I think, right? He's like a purveyor of making it strong.
To get back to the hardcore yeah. Billy Joel talk, did we decide, are we going to call Engineer Cody or Engineer Nicole? Because I feel like I've been going back and forth so far.
Isn't Cody just another word for engineer?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So hey. Engineer Cody Nicole.
Engineer Cody Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for sure.
Hey, wait, no, you don't have to, you know, give your acquiescence.
But.
We'll do what we want.
For sure. Because we don't want to spend time on this kind of thing, we'll just
right,
call
it's
her
all
Cody.
Billy Joel
yeah,
all
so
the time.
So we're just talking about Joel. So we'll just call her Cody.
Okay.
Because that, right, that makes sense.
What about ECNPF? That's faster. That's not worrying at all. It's quick. It rolls right off
totally
the tongue.
Totally going to remember that. Yeah,
it rolls
sure.
right off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue right off.
Much
yeah.
like some of the lyrics to Piano Little Boy. Big Boy? What did we just say?
Piano Big Boy.
Piano Big
that's
Boy.
What, yeah.
Piano... Big boy who used to be a little boy and wanted to be a big
boy.
And
now I think wants to be a man.
Now wants to be a man.
And then became a man.
And it became a man.
Now he's the piano man.
That would be like, people like that song. Stone Cold Classic if he went with your title. It would work at karaoke.
I did.
Did you do that at karaoke?
An amazing, amazing rendition. Shout out to Linda, the bride to be, as I mentioned last night.
Shout out to Akshay too.
Shout out to Akshay too. Congrats. And her and I did a really epic version of Piano. There was like, dancing involved, and it was
can
really
can you show the people
impressive.
At home some of the dancing?
I'm doing that right
that
now.
That is...
Yeah.
That is pretty epic
pretty
dancing.
Good.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Cody? Yeah? Yeah.
ECMPF is rolling eyes.
You can't hear, but Cody is really excited about the dancing.
I thought it was really good,
thank
too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So,
yeah. You also were able to dance and still look tough.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
That was like, because I went through a phase of listening to Billy Joel while running, because I felt like it was super mellow, and that line always made me angry. He found he could dance and still look tough anyway.
Yeah.
He can't even look tough when he's not dancing. Like, he's the least tough-looking person in the world. Though he has started to look tougher as he's gotten older. Like, bald, fat, bearded Billy Joel, like goatee
no,
Billy Joel,
no.
looks like a tougher guy.
I think it's hard to look tough when you're a piano big boy. You know, like...
What if you're a piano little boy who wants to be a big boy who eventually became a piano man?
Because it's just not really, like, super tough instrument, the piano, right? Like,
it's not
like playing, like, an electric guitar or something.
Tell
or
that to a...
The drums are, like...
Tell that
shout
to Elton John.
But,
talk about tough
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, he looks super tough. So, yeah, no, I would agree. I think Billy Joel is not tough, but I think he...
You mean William M. Joel?
William M. Joel. I think he fancies himself a tough guy based on a lot of his songs. Like, he definitely thinks he's, like, in with, like,
hey,
the New York mob or something.
He's like, hey, you popping
like,
the stones?
He's like, hey, you talking you Joel to me?
We are. We are, in
and
fact.
And we are. To him, specifically.
He thinks he's tough.
I think
it's really weird.
William M. Joel is a big fan of this podcast.
The biggest.
The biggest, right? I mean...
This is what he listens to yeah. while he's taking his helicopter from yeah. Sag Harbor to Madison Square Garden.
So, not what he listens to when he's getting into drunk driving accidents, though?
Wow. Okay. Okay, wait, no, we have to go there. We have to go there. He gets into a lot of drunk driving accidents.
He gets into a lot of drunk driving accidents.
It's
can
weird.
Can we talk for a second about really rich people like
I
that?
I'm a driver, dude!
Get into drunk driving... There's just no... If you're, like, poor... Like, okay, maybe you, like, couldn't afford a cab ride home or something, but, like, you're Billy Joel, William M. Joel. You are the piano man.
Thank you for getting it right.
The piano man. Hire a driver. Just call a cab. Like, you can't afford that.
Do you think it's Paul McCartney's fault for writing that song, Baby, You Can Drive Your Own Car When You're Drunk, and you're William M. Joel, and you're a little boy who wanted to be a big boy who became a piano man? He's a great songwriter, Paul McCartney. Like that's a great lyric right
he's
there.
He's not a great songwriter. He's the great songwriter.
Is he?
He's one of them. Yeah.
What about?
He's
yeah, no, he is. I guess he is. He's one of them.
He's certainly one of
them. One
of
make jokes.
For sure.
One of the greats.
One
Who
of
else
greats.
Are the greats? Because one of leaves it open for there being some other greats.
Yeah, he's not the only great songwriter. I mean, John Lennon is another great songwriter.
What do you think? Because I feel like they would have written songs.
William
they would have
and
written
Joel.
Better songs.
Not necessarily one of the greats.
If they were like Lennon McCartney instead of just John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Like that Drive My Car, a little boy who wanted to be a big boy who wanted to grow up to drive my car drunk would have been better if it was just Lennon and McCartney writing it together.
That one actually, I think they sort of did write together.
Oh, yeah. See? I can help. I'm here to help. Good advice. My musical acumen is not to be... Time's a flat circle.
No, I mean, you never talked about it on the podcast, I think, how you were an advisor to Lennon and McCartney. Which is weird that didn't ever come up.
No one's supposed to know.
Oh, shit. We'll edit that out.
We'll take that out of post.
And we're back! Okay, so, what's going on?
What's up? What do you got?
What's going on?
What do you got? Okay, Billy Joel. We should talk about Billy Joel on our comprehensive compendium of Billy Joel.
William M. Joel?
I'm sorry. Okay. I feel like we've spent, what now, like 20 minutes almost.
And we all got it.
I'm still not getting the name right.
Yeah, so for everyone at home, 20 minutes in, we want to make sure you know it's William M. Joel, who was a little boy who wanted to be a big boy, who became a big boy, who then became the piano man.
And
so
that
he
all
had a really great progression.
That all went on somewhere in Dublin? Chicago?
Strong Island in the house. It is in the house.
We are in the
house.
We're
in the house, and we're Strong Island.
Do you think, now, when I went to college, no one knew anything about Billy Joel, and it was super weird.
Yeah.
And I played those greatest hits, and people were like, wait, people listen to Billy Joel?
It was,
and I was like, fuck you, I'll kill you.
I had the same experience, and I remember being like, what? Like, not every, like, in the Long Island bubble, it's bizarre to imagine that not everyone in the world is, like, listening to William and Joel all the time. It's crazy.
Don't you feel
Who doesn't grow up listening to him?
It's weird now that we're living through
this. To be fair, his greatest hits is, like, the third best-selling album of all time. So, obviously, other people are listening to it.
Is that really the third best-selling album of all time?
They said that, you talking you two to me, so I'm taking it at face value. Because they would never lie to me. Right?
I feel like that there's no way that's true. But, hey, an engineer, Cody, Nicole, PF. You're on it.
I told you they wouldn't lie to me.
That's not bad. That is the third. That's pretty good.
I hope we're paying you enough.
We are.
That's our raise.
Unlike engineer Cody, you're going to get paid at homemade dinner. Not overtime, though. You're not getting overtime.
Yeah,
and you also got a drink of something
I don't think there's
that you
any dessert, so, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and there's no dessert. I don't have any dessert. That's kind of a bummer. It is the third, but what's the top two? You can speak. You're allowed to speak now.
Now I have to look it up.
Didn't you just look it up?
Yeah, she just looked it up.
Dad, can we get... Wait. Can we ask her about the t-shirts?
Oh my god, we should totally ask her about the t-shirts. Do you think that she knows
about the
t-shirt?
Because I think a Billy Joel t-shirt. I think she could get a Billy Joel t-shirt.
I love a Billy Joel t-shirt. Or just like a t-shirt.
Can you ask her?
It doesn't even have
to be Billy Joel. Why don't you ask her about just a t-shirt?
Just like a t-shirt. I think you should ask her about
the t-shirt. I'll ask her, but I have to wait for the right moment.
Okay, but like... Definitely ask her about
the t-shirts. Ask about the t-shirts.
Cool.
Do we have a top two?
Thriller.
I would have guessed Thriller.
Wait,
should we guess number two? Should we try and guess number two? Thriller was the easier one.
I have no idea.
It
could go anywhere.
The Velvet Underground.
Yeah. No.
It was like famously everyone who listened to that formed their own band. And they're not billions and billions of bands.
Okay, this seems questionable, but Wikipedia says Led Zeppelin.
Which one? Wait, which one?
Led Zeppelin
4. 4, yeah. 4.
That's the one with Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven's on
that. That makes sense. But so anyway, that's crazy, right? So obviously there's other people that know about it. So why did, like, no one we go to college with know about it?
It's very, and don't you think, like, it's weird.
Or has he become more popular?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we're living through the Joelissance now.
There's definitely a Joelissance.
This is like, the word comes from Joelissance, comes from McConaissance, which is when you're, like, have a new beginning to your career, like Matthew McConaughey did after being famous and then having a McConaissance.
Is he the first one that ever had a sance?
Yeah, that's the first sance.
McConaissance
comes from Matthew McConaughey.
So he's the first person to not do so great for a while in his career and then come back with
a vengeance. It's like a rebirth. It means, like, rebirth of Matthew McConaughey. Cool. And then you can, like, Billy Joel's having a Joelissance, which is like a rebirth of Matthew McConaughey, but
now,
for William M. Joel.
That William M. Joel's having a Joelissance, like, for everyone, or really just, like, in yours and my hearts?
No, I think for everyone. Hence the aforementioned New York magazine.
One guy's definitive opinion.
But he got it published in a glossy magazine.
But
that's a glossy cover.
New York magazine. So it's not like it was, like, in Indiana magazine.
It was also,
like,
it was also, try this one on for size, he had a profile written about him in the New Yorker. Wait. I see what you're getting at. I see what you're getting at.
I think, again, and I believe this, New York's obviously the center of the universe.
I'm sorry to cut you off,
but
previous to the New Yorker piece, he had a big profile in the New York Times magazine.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
I don't see
do
it.
Do you see it?
No, I saw the first two. I saw the first
things
two.
Things do come in threes.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah,
like so the new brewery in Brooklyn?
So you think that
Billy
Joel's
at that new Brooklyn,
new
Brooklyn
York
brewery?
Magazine.
New York okay, Magazine. Ready? New York Magazine.
The New Yorker.
Is it the?
Yeah.
It's not just New Yorker? It is the
it's
New Yorker.
The New York. Just like the Piano Man.
Is it the New York Magazine? It's just New York Magazine.
It's just
so,
New York
so far
magazine.
It's pretty different.
Ready?
Prepositionally speaking.
But, yeah, so that is not the common denominator, so that's a hint for you.
That's a hint for me.
And then...
Magazine, New Yorker Magazine?
The New York Times Magazine. Okay, so go. What do you think?
It has something to do with the passage of time, because of times.
But the other two, do the other two have passage of time?
They're all kind of glossy. The covers are all glossy. Glossy magazines?
The covers are all glossy, but, all like, you know, you read them online, too. So
does this have something to do with the fonts that are used?
They all have different fonts.
They do.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Does it have something to
Does
do...
Does the New York Times use Times New Roman?
They really should. It should be New York
right?
Times New Roman.
Shouldn't it be? Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to share that.
I think they do. They use New York
they
Times
should,
New Roman.
They should, right?
And okay. then Times New Roman is a ripoff of that.
Okay.
And then the Roman Empire is a further ripoff of that.
Yeah, they ripped off everything.
Yeah. Wait, is it the York? Does this have something to do with Merry Old
okay.
England?
Where...
William that's where William Joel's from.
It all comes
He's
back.
From
so,
Strong
yeah,
Island.
Yeah.
England's an island. Well, Great
yeah.
Britain.
Great Britain. And who were the first people to colonize
the
New
Beatles.
York?
It was the Beatles. No. When they came here 51
Shout
years
out
ago.
To the 51
years ago today.
Yesterday.
My time
Shout
hop.
Out to that.
And
my time
hop
was from last year was all like tweets about it. And then this year I was like, 51st.
Did William so. M. Joel ever play on Ed Sullivan? Did he have to... He famously had to change the words to light my... We didn't start the fire. Or we didn't light the fire. Which one is it?
We didn't start the flames emoji? That's
We didn't start the flames
okay.
emoji. He and Jim Morrison, they weren't allowed to say higher. Because of drugs. And then he did it anyway. And then he got into a driving accident on the way home. It was New York. That was the thing.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
New York.
Look at you!
Because you're saying there's a New York
there's
bubble.
There's hope for you yet.
Was Billy Joel on the soundtrack of Almost Famous?
No.
No.
Why?
He should have been. Because you said there's hope for you yet. That's the last line,
okay.
I believe, in Almost Famous. Not the last line, but that's one of the
I
last lines.
I don't think he would have really fit on that because...
That's Frances McDormand's last line in Almost Famous.
I think that takes place before his he came about.
I feel like there should be a Billy Joel... biopic. Sub-question. I feel like a lot of people lately, including on Hollywood Prospectus, are saying biopic. That's not right.
No, that's
right?
stupid.
It's biopic.
Yeah, okay. It's a biography picture. I mean, isn't that what
so
it is?
So if there was going to
yeah.
be a biography picture...
A biopic? People say that?
Chris Ryan says that.
I love Chris Ryan. Love him.
Gonna see him in
More
person.
More than most. Shout out to that. Super excited. That's so dumb.
Can we make a pact right now that at the very end of the show, we will shout out, great job, Baratsky!
Yes.
Packed.
100%.
Done.
Love the necklaces.
Fantastic.
Should
Flames
I wear,
emoji.
Should
Flames
I wear,
emoji.
Should I wear a statement
You should wear a statement Baranski-style necklace.
Shout out. Cody likes The Good Wife.
Cody yeah. does like The Good Wife.
Yeah, shout out to Cody.
ECMPF. On board from the beginning. They film sometimes by her voice.
Yeah. 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 I've heard. And Andy Greenwald lives right over there, so...
I just... No, wait. I asked a question, and I totally forgot the question that I want you to answer. Who in a biography right. picture should play William M. Joel?
So
you could have two answers, like young
yeah,
Joel, old Joel.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask
you,
is your young Joel,
yeah.
old Joel?
I like it more when it's like a Selma-style thing. It's just a slice of life. You don't
yeah.
have a whole story.
I would... I think younger Joel would be
I want,
more
like,
interesting.
It would be interesting some flashbacks during the whole Christie Brinkley thing.
Maybe Oscar Isaac, I feel like, could be cool.
He's having a bit of a
He's
moment.
He's having a bit of a moment.
He's isn't he like
I
a little too
I actually also
like,
think
Jessica Chastain could play Chrissy Brinkley, and we could recast A Most
yeah,
Violent Year.
Yeah, I think the guy from Whiplash actually could make a good Joel.
J.K. Simmons?
No, the guy
Miles
the
Teller.
Yeah, like I could kind of see that a little. He's
yeah,
a little straggly.
You know what? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Would they have to change it to being the drummer man? The little drummer
yeah.
man who wanted to be a big drummer
man.
Who
became the drummer man.
And then had a brief interlude as a little drummer boy.
Yeah.
And then became the drummer man.
And then my answer to everything is maybe just Ryan Gosling should play him.
Ryan Gosling.
Because why not, right?
Sure. Sure, he doesn't really like a goatee sometimes.
Yeah, he could do it. I mean, he's got range.
Does he? I think he's a little overrated. What has he done since he did Half Nelson that's any good?
The answer I would say is, who cares? He just keeps looking the way he does. He should just keep doing
in
whatever
he's doing. In this William M. Joel biographic picture, we need to really capture the
essence. Get the meat of the guy.
It is like, this is the story of Long Island.
The meat of the guy who thinks he's tough, who's not tough. Who has all of his managers steal all his money over and over again because he's clearly an idiot. That guy?
Okay. He is a bit of an idiot, right?
He's clearly an idiot. Yeah. Because he didn't, like, his, like, behind the music is pretty great because there's no, like, drugs or, like, you know, hit rock bottom drugs. It's just, like, over and over again his different managers steal money from him. Like, what? Like, come on. You lived on Long Island long enough. Some of the Jews should have rubbed off on you with money.
I have, for the longest time. Whoa! I thought
for the longest time.
I thought he was Jewish. Like, how he should be Jewish.
No.
I mean,
no,
he's definitely an honorary Jew. He's an honorary
he's
Jewish.
He's not a Jew from Long Island.
No, but he's like playing at like a you know
no,
like a pub guy.
No, he's playing like an Italian. Long
yeah, but because he feels like he's a Jewish guy playing an Italian
no,
pub guy. He's
he
trying
feels
to merge.
Like he's a non-ethnic person trying
he's
to play
trying to
tough
merge
guy.
The forces of Long Island
he's
together.
Not, he doesn't read Jewish to me at all. I disagree.
I've been burying the lead so far. You know, the number one song on the New York Mag list.
Bottle of White.
Bottle of Red. Was named after Cristiano's and I played on that Little League team.
Yeah, we used to go there all the time. Shout out to Cy Ossip.
That was Cristiano's yeah. two. And was Cristiano's no. one? Cristiano's one was by the train station.
Yeah, but that was also.
And Cristiano's
yeah.
two was by yeah. Like the food town where
yeah.
I lived. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Cristiano's yeah. right by the train station. That was the place.
I feel like that could be like I should try and weave that in as like an alternate Tom
Brady. I don't
Brady
know that it was
story.
Actually written about that. It was just the
no,
video
that
was
is,
filmed there.
No, that is the titular Italian restaurant where he and I believe his first wife before Chrissy Brinkley used to go and have a bottle of red, bottle
Are
of white.
You sure, because
whatever
I,
kind of mood they
I
were in
think
that night.
That the video was filmed there, and so people say
I think
that.
It's both. I think that's why
but
it was filmed there.
I think we
there.
Don't really know.
It is the Italian restaurant. It is. You don't have to look it up, engineer Cody, Nicole.
Can we see this? It's not that good.
No, it's not very good.
That
it's
looks,
like,
it's like a pizza place Italian.
It's like,
not bad.
Can I call it
serviceable?
A, like,
can I call it serviceable?
Fifth best Italian restaurant within a 5 mile, within a 5 minute
mean,
drive of our house on Long Island.
Abusla? Better.
Oh,
Villa
that's like
Parma?
That's pretty good. Villa Parma, yeah, Villa Parma better. Better. Pastas, remember when pastas used to exist?
Yeah, I think you like that place because you got to like choose
Deb,
things.
Ari and Melissa wanted us to do top fives. I
yeah.
feel like on our very special Billy Joel podcast, we should rank our top five Long Island Italian restaurants wow. within a like a reasonable drive of our house. That is this too long for a title?
No, that seems about right.
Okay, should I keep
you
going?
You can really shorten it. Yeah, I mean, you gotta
okay.
get all
that
the words that are necessary.
That were not the titular Italian restaurant
okay.
from the Billy Joel song, Scenes from an Italian
restaurant.
That was
that
recently
was...
named number one on the New York Mag.
And the restaurant it's referring to is Cristiano's.
Right,
didn't
okay,
that
thank you,
title.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Please,
obviously.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you so much for helping out, because
I
was doing well, and
bit.
I really kind of bungled
you
it almost
really kind
of
blew it.
That's why.
Lucky
that's,
I'm here.
That's why
we're a team.
That's why you don't podcast by
yeah,
yourself.
You don't
right?
podcast by yourself.
You can have just
it,
hard
it all
monitors
works,
like that.
There's,
yeah.
you know.
Much like Billy Joel shouldn't drive drunk by himself.
By himself.
He should have a partner who could drive him home, like a driver.
Okay, because you're not. You could construe that as saying, like, if he drove drunk, it'd be okay as long as you had somebody with him.
No, somebody.
Like
he should have somebody with him who was,
who's
like,
driving.
The person who they designated at the beginning
okay.
of the night
isn't,
to not drink,
okay.
and then would be the person. Who was designated
okay.
to get behind the wheel and then drive them home.
Okay, yeah. No, wait. Yeah.
Right,
that
checks
out.
Out, right?
That checks out. Yeah.
We can abbreviate that as like, what, D, P, person, who, W.
Can I stop you for a second?
Please
I think
do.
I,
please
I
do.
Got a name for it.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. You
ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on.
Wait.
I just came up with this.
Okay, wait.
Designated driver.
It's kind of wordy.
D, I think driver. Designated D.
Designated D.
Designated D. That
That's
works, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Should we just Des D?
Des D.
Des
D's pretty good.
Des D.
D and D? Or is that already a thing?
That's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
So that would get confusing. Because it would be like, are you not drinking and then going to drive? Or are we going to all get together and play a game?
Wouldn't context clues help?
Not necessarily.
No, you're right.
You could be out at a bar and be like, "Are you the DD?" And they'd be like, "Oh, cool! In the back room, are we playing Dungeons and Dragons?"
Billy Joel.
That's
should
how
have,
that works. Right?
William M. Joel. Pardon me. Excuse me. I'm sorry, America. William M. Joel should have had this sorted out a while ago. We don't want context clues.
Yeah, and I also think he shouldn't even need a designated driver who's like a buddy. He should just pay somebody to do that
Desi?
For him.
Yeah.
He should have like a chauffeur. A chauffeur.
A chauffeur. He should have a chauffeur. There would be four of them, and they could like work around the clock.
A fleet. Yes.
As I see it, they'd
he's
have
a fleet.
They'd have 6-hour shifts that will cover all the hours of the day. And he's just like, hey, you popping my stones? I gotta go to the store.
You talking, you Joel, to me?
They would be, because they would be talking. Yeah. He would be. He's the.
Yeah.
The little piano boy who grew
thinking,
up to be a big piano boy.
When
and
I was
piano
listening,
man.
When I did extensive research to talk about this, which I did, you know what I was thinking about of all
it's
of
showing,
his...
It's showing,
everyone, right?
America knows the extensive
clear?
Research.
That none of his albums have, like, a good, like, name, like, Achtung Bebe! I was trying
Bebe.
To think of one that we could do that to, and there really aren't any. It was kind of disappointing.
Cold. Spring. Harbor! Yeah,
that's
do you
not
think
really, yeah.
he throws stones?
Do you think he pops stones?
Do you think those stones that he pops pop the glass houses? Is that because Deb, you've been doing as you mentioned,
I did
the aforementioned extensive research.
Podcast listeners, I want you to know that over the past 2.5 days, I have actually been listening to all of Billy Joel's albums.
All of them.
I didn't get to the last two, but those I've
I got
to
less. I did some research, you did extensive research.
I did extensive research. I have never, I just want to be clear, prepared anything for this podcast. And
I sometimes have. I sometimes have.
And I did extensive research. Yeah. I know it's clear.
I'm also, I'm running out of this, our sponsor, Stone Brewery. This delicious matte burning roses.
Can I ask?
It's smoked.
Can
it's really
Cody
good.
Get me more wine?
Cheers,
is that a thing I can do?
Cheers to Engineer Cody Nicole, because this is delicious. But I don't know what to, I don't know what I should be drinking next.
Do you have any more beer?
I mean, I carried like a billion pounds of Hill Farmstead. There's some beer. I also have more stone.
It was a joke. Podcast listeners, you can't see it, but there's a lot of beer.
Good beer. I think I don't need the. Can I join you in some wine?
This absolutely. This is great
stuff. No, no. Billy Joel would respect us. He wouldn't respect us for not driving, but he would respect us for caring about getting drunk. Because Billy Joel, I feel like he's an underrated drunk. He's like the Hemingway of the piano.
You didn't want to put a little more in
there? Hey, Engineer Cody, MPF. You popping our stones?
Cool. Thanks, Cody. Are you going to have some more? Do you want some more?
I want something, but...
Should we leave it out?
I'll come up with something. No, you're fine.
Great.
You're doing great.
I know you're all really enjoying this part of the podcast.
I feel like this gets back to our podcast. This is a very special episode. But we still need some of the old stuff to bleed in.
We've
we
been a little too on point here, right?
We haven't. You're right. People expect a relaxed atmosphere, and we promise them nothing but William and Joel talk.
Yeah.
And that's what we've delivered so far.
I know. They know his name. Where he's from? The instrument he plays? I mean, what more could you really ask for in the definitive podcast about William M. Joel?
No one else. I have people stopped, maybe paused, and listened to all of you talking to me. Because that was dead on. That was worth our, like, 20 episodes of podcasting just to hear you.
It should be clear for this that this is basically all an inside joke between myself. And that's probably not clear now, but I would... just really recommend, first of all, that you go listen to You Talking You Two to Me, because it's amazing. But also, it'll maybe make this a little funnier to you.
For listening, I would like to thank our friends. I would like to thank our family. I would like to thank all the people who are listening who are not our friends and family. I think, shout out to them.
Yeah. What about Cody?
Yeah, whatever.
I'd like to thank William M. Joel.
Hey. Should I ask about the t-shirts?
Oh yeah, I think now's actually a good time to ask about
the
t-shirts.
Would you wear a William M. Joel t-shirt?
Would I wear a William? Of course I'd wear a William M. Joel t-shirt. That's all I want. I would even take like just like regular t-shirt. Just like a white t-shirt, I would do that too.
What if we asked about the t-shirts and then it was like no t-shirts?
No, there's gotta be t-shirts.
The t-shirts?
I think there's t-shirts.
Hey, engineer Cody Nicole. T-shirts? Okay, wait, no, that's too much. That's too much. We went too far. We'll later.
In time. Let's not get.
Can I ask a question? Do you think this is more of an inside joke than previous episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm saying
the question will be, and Cody can be honest with us, if it's funny on its own or if it's only funny if you know what we're doing. Yeah, okay. That's volumes, Cody.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up. Who asked you?
Wow.
That's not the way we're gonna get our t-shirts.
I don't know, but she was laughing.
She laughed at that. But still, do you think she wanna get a t-shirt?
Do you think she'd like it if we brought some college girls up here?
College girls.
Maybe we should get some college girls.
First the t-shirts though.
Can we get some college guys too?
If you want college girls, we want some college guys.
And Ryan Gosling.
And the t-shirts.
Can we bring Ryan Gosling?
I don't like that guy. No.
Get the t-shirt. This is over.
Really? Okay. Really?
Done.
I was going to say.
And we're back, okay.
And we're back. Thank you, Bonobos.
It's 3 hours later. We've sorted that situation out.
It got ugly.
It got really ugly for a while there, but.
The bandage looks fine. The bandage looks fine. No one will be able to tell. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have let it go that far.
Yeah, I don't know. We may need to take another break.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're back.
It's healed. It's great. It's been a while.
Should I try and have that Billy Joel story about how I played on the Little League team named after the titular Italian restaurant from Scenes from Italian Restaurant? Should I have that be the new Tom Brady story?
Wait, hold on. We promised we'd bring Kirby from Italian restaurant.
No, we gotta bring Kirby? Yes. Hard hitting stuff. Okay.
You asked and you shall receive.
I liked. Are we going
Piccola Bussola?
I like. What was the one down?
Piccola Bussola 2.
Is it Piccola Bussola the one I'm thinking of that was down Jericho Turnpike?
Piccola Bussola was the one that was like way down like Westbury. Piccola Bussola 2 is the one that was near her house.
That was on Jericho Turnpike, but like if you made a left coming off Avery.
Piccola Bussola, yeah. That was Piccola Bussola 2.
I was going to say Piccola Bussola 2.
The first one I think might have been on Old Country Road.
Old Country Road.
Shout out to
Old Country Road. OCR.
There was this place, Dolce. Which I feel like you might have been in college when you started going there.
Yeah.
It was by, like, the source.
Funny story.
That was really good.
That was George W. Bush's nickname for Candy Crowley.
Dolce?
Mm. Called her Dolce.
Gorgonzola Dolce is Becky's stripper
name. That's Becky's stripper name. Shout out to Becky's stripper name.
Shout out to Becky and to George W. Bush.
And to Gorgonzola. Yeah.
And to Gorgonzola. Shout out to that.
Also Candy Crowley. Remember when she did that, like, second debate.
I received my shout out. I do not shout out Candy Crowley.
That second debate? Remember the second debate?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Because I hated her more than anyone else.
No, she did a good job.
And that was pretty fun.
That was pretty fun. That was really fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Remember when I yelled at Becky for bringing, excuse me, Gorgonzola Dolce, the like non-stripper person?
Hashtag never forget. You can forget that.
And she brought that Tennessee
honey
whiskey.
None of us will ever drink honey whiskey the same again.
We talked about that last ep.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Short for episode. No, wait, sorry.
Jason! Oh my god!
I blew it.
We've lost so much time now.
I blew it.
We've lost so much time.
I'm sorry. The last sode.
Right. I don't think we're going to get the t-shirts now.
I think we might have to wait for the t-shirts.
We'll do it later, the t-shirts.
Okay. Oh, wait, I have to rank my... I think Piccola Bussola 2 higher than Piccola Bussola 1 just because it was closer.
Okay, because Piccola Bussola 1, which I think it was just Piccola Bussola.
Cafe Spontino.
I think is a little different. Is a little better.
Cafe Spontino.
Ooh,
number
Cafe
2.
Cafe Spontino.
Good answer,
Last
right?
From the
Good pack. Answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
I like pastas.
I think you are overrating pastas by a lot.
I feel
not
like...
Not that good. Not that good.
They had like... Correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be remembering this wrong, but I feel like their setup was they had, like, cold pastas, like, out in front.
Yeah, they did.
They were pre-made.
Yeah,
and they
that's
almost
what
like
used to
it
get.
Was almost like ice cream. They, like, went in with a scoop and just put it on your plate.
I think you liked it, and this is, like, why you like Froyo, because you kind of got to, like, look at it and, like, pick what you wanted, and you, like that.
Oh, wait. Is this an episode of Food News?
Food News.
I'm going to, wait. Pause for the stream, for the song. Food News. I should introduce
This is Deb.
This is Jason.
This is food news.
Food news. We're bringing you food news.
Froyo. Froyo. So I was
Froyo's
so
had a big week. It's had a big
Froyo's
week. Yeah, tell us about the big week
last
Froyo's
week.
Had.
It was last week.
Tell us about the big week it's had.
Broad City. So Jason, the person who loves Froyo, I think the most of anyone I know. Right?
I think that's probably true. Yeah. I think that, wait. Can we run through everyone
Certainly
you know?
Somebody who talks about Froyo more than anyone else.
Should we list everyone you know and then talk about their...
we're not going to do that.
We won't do that. Okay. That's smart. That's good podcasting. That's why you don't podcast alone.
His reason for liking Froyo is because he likes all the choice. He feels, empowered by this idea that he gets to pick his toppings and pick his flavors.
I like doing it all myself. I feel like I'm the lord of the manor, king of the castle.
It's super weird.
Oh, you want chocolate chips? Put chocolate chips.
Observed by a psychologist.
Cookie dough? You want cookie dough? Sure.
This is what we have.
Are there rainbow cookies?
And then...
Yeah, I'll take one and put it on top and eat it on its own.
Spoiler alert! But last week's Broad City did a thing that was totally like a parody of exactly that thing. Of all the choice that Froyo brings. And it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And...
Shout out to Broad City.
And I think that was an ep of food news. Food news?
Great ep of food
news.
Great ep. You did great.
You did great too.
Thank you.
Good job.
Food news. That was one of the best food news we've ever done.
That was one of the best food news we've ever done.
It was.
Yeah.
I like the theme music too. I thought it really caught the eye, focused the attention on the concept of both food and news.
Yeah. So we're 45 minutes in.
Have we?
And I am prepared.
Have we finished ranking our Italian restaurants?
Oh, maybe. How many have we gotten to?
Cafe Spontino. You don't like pastas.
But I'm putting dolce in for pastas, so that's where we differ.
Pasta e pesce, also right by...
Oh! That place was good.
That was
at
the other end of the scenes from the Italian restaurant. We have four. We'll get to the fifth. Deb, tell us about the scenes from the Italian restaurant. It was number one on that list.
Yeah.
What would be number one on your list of Billy Joel songs?
I think that would be very hard for me. Because I did make a list.
You did make a list.
I did make a list, but I didn't rank it.
Do you want to is that on your list of top? How many did you put on the list?
So I put 15 on the list.
15, good number.
I put 15 on the list.
Fuck people that do tens and zeros. I'm like, whatever.
And I did put it on the list, but it was last. And I didn't rank it, but it was the last one in. You know, if I had only 14... It wouldn't have made it above any of these.
It tries to do too much. It's too long, scenes from Italian
restaurants. It's too long. Here's what I'll say.
And it's quick, it's slow, it's mid-tempo.
I really like that. I love songs that are three songs in one. One of my favorite Beatles songs is You Never Give Me Your Money. And it does that same thing. Or Day in the Life is also two songs put together. They were totally different songs.
It was almost Lennon wrote part of that song and then... am I saying it right? McCartney.
You really got to get
the mop top kid from Manchester wrote another part, and then they just
and then they put it together.
Smush it together.
And
both of their sensibilities.
Yeah. And I actually really like when people do that, but I think it's a little long. Which, when going back and listening to a lot of
Billy Joel
songs, he has a lot of songs that are
I think
too
long. We need an episode of music analysis. Can we open an episode of music analysis?
Yeah, let's open a music analysis.
Theme song. I'm Jason.
I'm Deb.
When I
this
analyze
is an episode
music,
of music analysis.
It is. Thank you. Sorry. I get so excited when
so
analyzing
excited.
Music.
I get it.
I'm gonna go on a limb. This is a controversial episode.
Yeah.
Aren't
they all?
That last note of A Day in the Life. I think that's good.
You know.
What do you think?
You know, here's the thing. I like to be contrary, and I think you're kind of going on a limb here. But I'm gonna come out on that limb with you and say I agree.
Last note.
I agree.
So far. That limb's supporting both of us.
That limb is great.
All right. This has been an episode of Music Analysis.
Great sewed.
Really good sewed.
That was a good sewed.
Well done. Right. I particularly like your contribution.
Thank you. I liked yours too.
Okay. Now, because obviously the people know, I'm sorry for the break in our just comprehensive nothing but Billy Joel
nothing
all the
but
time.
Billy Joel all the time.
What do you got? Give us your 15.
Should
give
I give
us
you
your 15?
15? Okay.
I will critique them
as
you go.
Okay. These are in...
In no particular order.
They're in a bit of a particular order, but not in the order. You know what I'm saying?
People will appreciate
when people say no particular order, that means they were...
It's just random. It's haphazard.
Right.
It's you
this
put it in a computer generator.
Totally random, but it's not in order.
Okay.
I think that's clear.
They'll appreciate your honesty. It's a lonely word. It's seldom ever heard.
Miami 2017.
Great song. We talked about this. They mentioned that was top 10 on the New York Mad list.
Yeah.
And it really came into its own at that live concert.
Yeah.
Wait. After 9/11.
Wow, too soon. Too soon?
People have forgotten. We're reminding them.
Yeah.
9/11.
Too soon.
There was a concert.
Wow. Okay. I can't believe you just brought it there.
But it was a concert. Wow. Okay. Billy Joel performed at that concert.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great concert. Good version. Great version. Definitive version.
You know what I also think? That concert killed off boy bands. We haven't really had a real boy band since then. Do you remember?
Have you heard of a band called One Direction? I know you have, because we karaoke that all the time.
That's a really... Wow. I've only heard...
Wow! Wow!
It's weird. No, this is a weird thing. I've only heard the karaoke versions. I don't think I've actually heard those songs.
This is really weird, because One Direction is awesome. That song, anyway, moving on.
That song, Story of My Life, I've only heard in Duet 48 with you... And engineer Cody NPF doing it, and like Coop doing it, and Becky doing it.
Well, that is the definitive version of Story of My Life, so.
I have no doubt it's the definitive one, but it's also the only one I've ever heard.
We should also be clear. We karaoke the shit out of that song, okay?
They are British.
Yeah.
And most of the boy band reconnaissance that we went through in the late 90s, early 2000s was American boy bands. And I feel like they got killed off because.
Well,
Backstreet Boys played. Backstreet Boys played. Then the
Boyzone.
You ever heard of the Jonas Brothers?
Whoa! Hey!
They play instruments.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up! You speak when you're spoken
to. Shut up. So I want to get back to my
list.
I've
also never heard of those
people. That I prepared, but I do want to say about Miami 2017 that my research for this was listening to Billy Joel albums that I maybe heard some of the albums like once. Like
is the live version better?
I do think it's better, but I like... So the album Turnstiles that it's on, which I enjoyed, is all kind of like about like New York. And this ends it, and I thought that was a cool way to end it. It starts with Say Goodbye to Hollywood, because he was like living in L.A. for a few... And he didn't like L.A., and then it like goes into like New York songs, and then this is like a song about like from Florida, like senior. But also, how excited are we for 2 years from now... Like,
oh my god, that's 2017!
Can we go? Like, is he gonna do
to Miami?
In Florida? He's gotta do that, right?
Didn't they hold a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the Dodgers blow? Does it bother you
Queens
that that song?
Queens can stay, though!
That
right?
They
said I love.
They picked the Yankees up for free.
I boo at that part every time. But Queens can stay.
Queens can stay.
Queens can stay!
Shout out to Queens!
Yeah!
They blew the Bronx
Queens.
Away.
Exactly.
I guess maybe, is so that why they had to pick the Yankees up for free? Because the Bronx
they
just
were,
young.
Yeah, so,
because
like, they were
like, whatever, Bronx,
I
Yankees,
mean, honestly,
screw the
whatever.
Yankees. Yeah, whatever indeed.
Anyway, but I thought great ending to the album. Great idea.
That's the last song in the album.
Yeah, that's the last song in the album.
Do you think... I haven't done as much research as you, so I haven't listened to Turnstiles, but it's about New York. Is that, like, a subway turnstile? Is that
I think so, because the cover of the album is, like, him in a subway station with, like, a bunch of other people. Like,
is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Well, I like that album.
Did he dance and look tough at any point on that cover? Is Keeping Your Faith on that album?
No.
That comes later.
Yeah, that comes later, and that's the last song on Maybe an Innocent Man.
It is Innocent Man.
The last one.
Because I think that's my favorite Billy Joel album.
I will say that, another observation, he opens albums well. I thought, like, I don't remember all the opening songs, but I felt like a lot of the opening songs were like, this is not only, like, a good song, but, like, a good way to, like, set the tone for this album. I was very surprised that his album sort of had, not all of them did I like, and nor do I think he's, like, an album guy, but, like, I did think there was, like, a kind of cohesion to the albums, most of them, that
Well, what are some
I
of
liked.
The openers that you, like, you dug? Now you don't. We have enough. Funnily enough, we have the Spotify up behind our recording software here.
I liked She's Always a Woman opens Cold Spring
Running
Monitor,
on Ice opens the bridge.
Which,
I've done my
by
research.
By the way, is a stupid song, but kind of fun. Running on Ice. What do we go to Glass Houses? I feel like I.
Okay, I'm bringing it up. Yeah. This is really the kind of thing that EC MPF should have been doing the whole time. Just falling down on the job. We have to wait now for the slow, like, Spotify.
Yeah. But anyway,
I've always really liked Glass Houses.
Glass Houses, and so, like, The Stranger, I think, is, like, what most people consider his best album. And it's all hits. Like, it's hits, hits, hits. And it's good. You know, there's good hits. But I really like Glass Houses. It's kind of, like, a little more rock and... It has, like, a little bit of an Elvis Costello vibe. One of my songs, which isn't on my top 15 because it's, like, new to me. I didn't really know it, is called Sometimes a Fantasy.
Wait, you don't know that song?
I didn't really know that song. It's awesome.
Oh, you
How
need...
catchy is that song?
I think
song?
He played that
Why
when we were there last time.
It? Not like I've heard it, but I'm not, like, familiar with it.
Which
you know
album
I mean?
Is that on?
Glass Houses.
Okay, I guess I just listened to Glass Houses the other day.
No, like, I've heard
you wanted me
song.
To go to Glass Houses.
Yeah, go to Glass Houses.
It's coming up. Yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard of that song.
Yeah, you may be right. How great is that for an opening of like a rock
overrated.
Album?
I think you may be right. It's a little overrated song. Nice. Good opener, though.
But
I think you're right to
really
your point.
Good it opener. It sets the tone. This is like a rock album, and he's like, go out strong.
Now that you listened yeah. to more than I did, yeah. Sleeping with the Television On, was it number 3 or 4
it was like
on
four.
The New York Mag list?
I disagree with that. And
it's not that great.
I listened to that song a bunch of times because it was on that New York Mag list. It's like, should have been a hit. No, I don't. I think the song on this album that should have been a hit was Sometimes a Fantasy. And it's actually really surprising
that's a better song sometimes
that in like 1980, that didn't, like, I guess it probably wasn't released as a single.
It might have been a single, yeah.
But great song.
I like Don't Ask Me
Don't
Why.
Don't Ask Me Why.
Yeah, this
go back.
Is full
it's
of
on
hits.
My top 10.
All for Lena is really good,
that's
too.
That's a good song, too.
I think that was
I Don't
Want
to Be Alone is pretty good, too.
That was the one that I Don't Want to Be Alone was really hot. That was top 10 on that New York Magazine.
That was pretty
song, right?
Yeah, that was a good song. It's still rock and roll to me. I like that song. The lyrics are dumb, but the song is good.
Like, get over yourself, dude.
No, it's a good song.
Like, at the time, like,
no,
you're married to Chrissy Brinkley.
No,
you have, like, a million top 10 hits. Okay, the people who go to CBGBs don't like you. Like, chill out.
He's not married to Chrissy Brinkley yet.
Okay.
No, that's a good song.
Okay.
That's on my top 10.
I like
or no, it's on my top 15. That means that was second to last.
Okay, I keep burying the lead. I can just bang them out. America Lost is your 15. Yeah.
Okay. So, you got the first one. Only the Good Die Young.
Only Good Die Young, great song.
Classic.
That's my favorite, I think.
Uptown.
That's number one for me.
Uptown Girl. That was my first favorite Billy Joel song, so it always happens.
They Will Never Silence Our Song of
and
Protest.
And I think it was Mindy Kaling. This was one of the first times that I like knew I was like, I like this girl. She tweeted that, to bring it back to Ryan Gosling, how
always.
Great would it have been if he was like in a video for Uptown Girl, which, oh my God, how amazing would that have been? He would be like, yeah, okay. And just to be clear, Tell Her About It. Great song. I really like Innocent Man's a great album because it's very like throwback. And Tell Her About Time. I like all the throwback.
There's a lot of good, like, because for the longest time, which we obviously love because that's our karaoke jam.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I know. I'm just saying, we obviously love that. I'm sure it's on your list. Everyone knows it's on your list. Everyone's heard us destroy the karaoke in the best possible way. Like, we've made it better. Speaking of definitive versions of songs, great song by Billy Joel, William M.
Should we talk about the time where we just went to karaoke and just
did Billy
Joel?
We absolutely should. Did we just talk about it, or do we want to talk about it more? We did.
Yeah.
There was, like a full hour and a half of Billy Joel songs.
No,
at karaoke.
Way more than a full hour.
Was
and
it
half.
Longer?
We
time
went
flies.
There
time flies.
And
we did Billy Joel songs.
We did all the Billy Joel songs. There's a lot of Billy Joel songs.
How much of it was time flying because we were on the helicopter
we
noises at the beginning of Goodnight Saigon?
Yeah, that was like a good hour of it. Was that? Which, by the way, sort of a good karaoke song, but then. It's so much of an outro and intro that you really
there's
can't.
Like 3 solid minutes of no lyrics.
But like the part with the lyrics, great karaoke song.
Great karaoke song.
That,
no
that's
doubt.
One thing I'll say about listening to a lot of Billy Joel songs. It's like, who was editing him? He needed like a better editor.
The
Some of those
were,
songs are like, dude, you should not have a song that's like 6 minutes long. You do not need that.
The people who are editing
his
him were
best
also
songs
stealing
are shorter.
His money, so. That's how
I don't think your manager edits your song.
I'm going to go grab some bourbon.
All right, should
you should
I
read
the rest
of
the list?
Okay. Yeah, because I keep interrupting you.
Yeah, you do. It's kind of annoying. Summer Highland Falls. Great song.
I have lots to say. About
Piano Man. Longest Time. Downeaster Alexa, which I have to say, like, so this is the thing. A lot of Billy Joel songs are dumb. Like, if you just listen to them, they are stupid. But that doesn't mean they're not good songs. And so I just want to be clear about that that's one of those where the lyrics might be dumb, and It's Still Rock and Roll is another one. But that doesn't mean it's not a good song.
America Wants to Know.
Pop
do you,
songs
do
can
you
be dumb
feel
sometimes.
Like there's still an island left for islanders like you?
Yes, I do.
There is, right?
Yeah.
That's,
fuck yeah.
Otherwise, that song's great.
Yeah.
Not a great lyric.
Fuck yeah.
Engineer,
no, Cody, that's the worst.
MPF, okay. Can you give a little stir to the sauce? Make sure nothing's sticking to the bottom.
She's got a way about her.
She's got,
I like
I think
that
it's
song
just
a lot.
Called, She's got a way. Sorry to correct.
Okay, whatever.
That's my favorite
it
ballad.
Should be,
that's my favorite Billy Joel ballad.
That's my favorite ballad, too.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, shout out to us.
Shout out to us.
That's the
shout out to William M.
That's
Joel.
That's like the first song in his first album. Don't Ask Me Why.
Well, great.
That's a great song.
Just a great pop
song.
Here's
a challenge for you folks at home. Put on that song, and I dare you not to sing along and bop your head.
Wait, you know what
I
we're going to do?
I dare you. I know, wait, you know what? I double dog dare you.
What we're going to do right now, we're going to take the same challenge you just threw down to America.
So we're going
to
pause
We're
going
to pause for a second, and we're going to see if we can not bob our heads.
All the waiters in your grand
So we all were bopping our heads.
It took me two seconds.
You know what?
It took me 2 seconds. I started bopping my head. Trying not to. Couldn't help it.
Here's two things I'm going to say. One, that song's fucking great.
Great.
That'd flames. Be high on
Would
my
you call
list.
It flames emoji?
It is flames emoji times 10. And you know what's also great? Bridges of songs. I really like the bridge.
We held out to the bridge. We played you the bridge.
You can say the human heart is only make believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still the victim.
Yeah.
Do you think all the servants in America's Grand Hotel will parlez-vous français? Is that the lyric?
Absolutely. Okay. Let's finish this song. This is the
this
time.
This is tight. This is really tight, the way we're getting your top 15
we
in there.
This is how we do it. We are efficient.
Wait, Montel Jordan? This is how we do.
This is how we do it. That is might that be Montel good... Jordan?
No.
That's
no, I think it is Montel it? Jordan. I think it is Montel Jordan.
Cody? I know.
It is Montel Jordan. Don't even have a look.
Okay.
That's why she gets the big bucks.
This is the time.
Great song.
I think that song's great.
Great song.
And there's nothing else I want to say
that
about it.
That was top 20 in the video of that.
Great. Great. Just the way you are. You know, I was always kind of... But, like, listening to that again, like, that's a really pretty song. That song is beautiful.
Is it, like, lyrically pretty, or you like the melody?
Oh, I really like the melody. His lyrics, again, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, a little simple. But I think that's not so bad.
Do you have a song in there that you like because of the lyrics?
That, like, I just like because of the lyrics?
Or you feel like the lyrics are maybe the primary driver, not the sole driver?
I think all of his songs I probably somewhat like more. I think I like
They're
his
more
melody.
Musical.
They're
yeah.
musical.
That's fair.
Looking at these, I don't feel like any of them I'm like, oh, those words are so deep they speak to me. But some of them I like the words
That's
more
why
than others.
You mentioned Summer High Falls.
Man, I think.
That's why I don't like Summer High Falls. I
no,
feel
so
like
Summer
the lyrics
Falls,
like, think they're
so
smart, but they're not smart.
I will agree. Summer High Falls, he definitely, it's like, I'm so deep. And so it's somewhat like annoying in that way, but it's such a pretty song that like I just.
That is true.
Don't care.
Really
like,
nice piano melody.
Yeah, like it's beautiful. Yeah. It's just like a beautiful song. So like, I agree because I like good song lyrics too as much as the next person. But
how much do you think the next person likes?
You can't. I think they like him a lot. Okay. But
and you
I,
like him a lot too.
But okay. I also think you can't love William M. Joel if you only care about song lyrics because it's
true.
Lyrics,
they're a little like.
He's not
could
a
I love Down East for Alexa also in
he
my
would
top
be
five, top
a
ten?
Great,
maybe,
like he could have used like a pair. He could have used like somebody else. You know.
They would have stolen all his money.
Like, if he was in, like, Tin Pan Alley, like, he would have been paired up with
somebody. That's what I mentioned the other night.
And it would have been
right
fucking
home.
Great.
I was
he
like,
should have been in Tin Pan Alley, because, like, he would have fit right in there. And he could have had somebody write those lyrics for him.
That's why no critics, like, appreciated him. It was, like, late 70s, very anti-Tin Pan Alley.
Yeah.
You got, like, three chords, cloud of dust.
But seriously, like, his melodies a lot are beautiful. Like, they're really good. Musically, really good. Okay.
But he needs a little bit more of that, like, you know, country punk, like, three chords and the truth shit.
Agreed.
Just
yeah.
like, let's play 90 chords and who gives a fuck.
I kind of like, though, motto. That he was, like, this old, like, geezer guy, even when he was young. Like, he was never cool. Like, he was, like, I think he really wanted to be, which I think
that makes him so much less cool and more amazing now.
But it makes it more interesting. It also, like, his songs are kind of interesting because of that, because if you look at them, and, like, his albums, when you listen to them, are so, like, products of their time and him, like, kind of feeling like nobody, like, respects me and, like, I want to be respected and they're not deserving of that, like, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they're interesting because of that. Because, like, he definitely, like, took the influences. There's a lot of, like, differences in his, like, musicality, which I thought was interesting.
So, because it was so not a Tin Pan Alley, like, time.
Yeah.
It was either weird, like, because Scenes from an Italian Restaurant borrows a little bit from, like, prog stuff, but he's just a Tin Pan Alley guy trying to, like, pick up on, like, punk,
exactly.
like, or whatever, or
but I think
prog
he does, and, like, I think he can, like, write a really great pop song. And I think he can, like, he can rock. Like, his songs, like, are meant to be, like, I think that's part of the problem with him, too, is that, like, they're meant to be heard live. Like, he's really fun live, and I think a lot of his songs are, like, better live than they are.
That's what,
like,
I don't know, no spoilers. You don't have to tell the people if The Entertainer is in your top 15. I feel like it's not,
it's
because...
not. It's not. But
I really like
it.
I feel like that
I
gets to his,
more.
Like, thing.
Can I, because, so you may be right, which also I think is, like, a little clouded, because I think it's really good live. It's still rock and roll to me, and then... I had Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, because I do like the, I think that song's wildly overrated, should definitely not be number one, but I do like the, like, three thing, different songs in one. But, so I, and then I had it, okay.
I'm trying to think of where we differ. Let me try it, like, while you're queuing that up. I definitely like The Entertainer, so that would be in my
top. Definitely not in my...
I dig that song. New York State of Mind, obviously.
I think so. New York State of Mind, that is a really good song. And every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, I really like that song. But there's like, because as has this been covered on the podcast, I'm a bit of a contrarian by nature. I like can't allow myself to like have that in my top 15 because I'm like, enough already with the fucking New York State of Mind. Like, it's just like a little bit annoying at this point.
I wonder if you'd feel like one of the times I saw William M. Joel live was in Detroit. And he didn't play it.
Yeah.
And he always plays it
no,
in New
I
York.
No, I definitely take
and
it for granted.
Like, and I walked out. I was like, oh, that was a really fun show. But, like, he didn't play New York State of Mind. It just feels weird. And
no,
like,
that's
missed
definitely
it,
weird.
And it gave
no,
me a new appreciation
I can
for
totally
that thing.
I know. It's a really good song. Yeah. Like, it's really good. And I agree with, like, the New York Magnets, like, a standard New York classic. But I think it's, like, for some reason, all my other ones that are, like, everyone agrees are great, that one to me is just, like...
Hot take. It is... a billion times better than that stupid Jay-Z Alicia Keys song.
Dumb.
That song sucks.
Hot take.
It's shitty.
It's shitty to their credit. Empire State of Mind, wildly overrated.
It's like,
that song's dumb. Talk about simplicity in lyrics, too. Like, the lyrics to that are just really stupid.
Jesus is paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. That's not even the
thing. Podcast listeners, challenge number two. Go just read the lyrics to Empire State of Mind, and I dare you to not think they're stupid.
The worst,
I double dog dare you.
The worst review Mishiku Kakatani ever wrote, and she's written a ton of bad ones. She penned, if you can believe it, like a harsh negative review of Brief Interviews of Hideous Men, which is like one of the 10 best books of the last 20 years. She gave a glowing review for that stupid Jay-Z book Decoded, like... He's like, oh, this is what I was thinking when I wrote this line about how Jesus is paying LeBron, but I'm paying Dwayne Wade. No, you're an idiot. The lyrics are stupid. The book is dumb. Kakatani's dumb. Everyone's dumb. All right. Maybe not everyone. Okay. I take back the last one.
Good rant.
All right.
Was that an ep of good rants?
Wait, we never even started an ep of good rants.
Yeah. Should we open that up?
Do we have another good rant queued up, or should I just repeat that rant?
No, I want you to repeat that rant.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jason.
I'm Deb.
And
good rant.
Good rants. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying people like the Jay-Z lyrics. They like that song. They're dumb. You're dumb. He's dumb. I'm dumb for living in a world where this sort of thing gets passed around as if it's anything less than dumb. It's dumb. Dumb.
Dumb. Good app.
Good app.
Good app.
Good sode. That was a good sode.
That was a good one.
That was one of the, like, if we were ranking top fives of things,
yeah.
One of the top five sodes we've ever done of good rants.
Can't argue with that one.
It would make a good rant if you did.
But
Next time on Good Rants.
I have a few other things I want to say.
Sam.
So this is a cover. Okay, so I didn't include it in my top 15, but I think if I
make
like,
you feel my love.
Yes.
Great song.
Fucking good is his cover of that. Like, better than the Bob Dylan.
We did not talk about this beforehand. Knew it right away. Better than Dylan.
Love it. Like, it's so good. And like,
we love Dylan. We're Dylan fans.
I love Bob Dylan. And usually it would be like Billy Joel covering Bob. It is so good.
Really good.
It is.
Wait, you know what we're going to do? Let's pause for a second.
Yeah,
we're going to listen.
You guys,
America, you're going to listen to Make You Feel My Love. Dylan being done better by William M. Joel of Strong Island.
Piano Man.
I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry.
Come true. That's pretty good, right?
Oh,
you said
my
something,
God.
First of all, engineer Cody MPF
had the funniest line of the night. I'm sorry.
Trumping us, yeah. Making us look bad. Hadn't heard the Dylan. Hadn't heard the Joel. Had heard the Vonda Shepherd version, though.
Shout out to Vonda Shepherd.
Yeah.
Alan Beal. Shout out to Alan Beal.
Shout out to those miniskirts.
Yeah.
Power miniskirts.
You go. Post-feminism.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Working Girl. How beautiful is that? You've obviously all this to you. I'm assuming in post you'll
I'm going to put it in post, yeah.
His vocal performance in that is just heartbreaking. It's so beautiful.
It's really good.
It's so good. Like, honestly, it might be my favorite, like, Billy Joel performance. Like, it's so good.
He finds the song, and I found, he finds the song, like, really, like, it doesn't really exist until he does it, right?
So,
like,
it's a decent Dylan lyric. That's what it was meant to be. And that, to me, is, like, the definitive on Billy Joel, is that he can't write great lyrics, but you give him lyrics. That's why he would have been great with somebody who could write, because he can sell it. He's an entertainer.
The Boom! Entertainer?
He might be the entertainer.
What's his name? Dylan gave, like, a speech last night. I was reading this transcript this morning, this afternoon. And he didn't mention Billy Joel, but he mentioned a lot of people who, like, made his songs famous. And I feel like he should mention that.
Yeah.
Hendrix, he talked a little bit about, like, Joan Baez.
But
there
I don't
like,
know,
other people he mentioned,
do people,
too.
People, like, know
Peter
that?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I don't know
and
if
stuff,
that, because,
yeah.
like, yeah. Right, like, the Jimi Hendrix all along the lecture is, like, the definitive version. I don't think that the Billy Joel to Make You Feel My Love, though, I think it is on, like, the Greatest Hits Volume,
it's on
3,
volume 3,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, but I don't know that, I think it's Volume 1 and 2 that are the number 3 bestsellers, not Volume 3, which isn't as, like, popular. So I don't know if this is, like, as, it's not, like, definitive, and it came out so much later.
It's not, but it's really
but
good.
It's so good. I mean,
anytime you make a Dylan song, and you make it better than Dylan, that's good.
If you don't like that, I truly believe you don't have a heart. Like, I really believe that.
The Tin Man? Did you just call a segment of our listenership America?
No.
The Tin Man?
Because I'm assuming that our listenership is going to listen to it. I love it.
Did the Tin Man not have a heart, or did he discover at the end that he had a heart all
along? I think
along?
He had a heart. No, I think the lion was the one that didn't have a heart.
The Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
I thought the Tin Man had no brain.
Yeah.
So do I, apparently.
If I only had a brain.
The Scarecrow had no brain.
Yeah.
So what did the Tin Man have?
Courage?
Heart.
Oh, it's heart.
The Tin Man was right all along.
Courage.
I was right all along.
I needed courage.
But sometimes courage can be synonymous with heart.
Yeah,
so
I
had no heart.
I that's
like no heart Anthony. Shout out to The Wire.
Isn't it all the same?
At the heart.
You know what?
At the heart, we're all the same.
Hot take.
That's profound.
Hot take. The Wizard of Oz is dumb. Boom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's so dumb.
It's just a metaphor for progressivism.
So dumb.
It helped.
It's all dumb.
The problem with it really is the like Woodrow Wilson had a shitty presidency, and that was like the sort
that
of
that is. You know what? You're right. That is the problem. With the Wizard
like
of
it was like it was a
that's
political
what I meant
message
to say. America is that Woodrow Wilson's shitty presidency, and that's why I don't like it.
It's a political
Not
message.
It's just dumb.
Like the yellow brick road is about the gold standard.
But
everyone
it's all
knows this.
Dumb.
These are obvious. Some of these are obvious.
Is this an episode of It's Obvious?
It's Obvious. Yeah. Okay, I'm Jason.
I'm Deb.
This is an episode of It's Obvious.
It's Obvious.
The Yellow Brick Road obviously means
it is
the gold standard.
So
I mean,
obvious. So obvious.
So obvious.
Good up.
Yeah, I think we've done
I
better.
I thought that was a good up, though.
It was a good up, but we've done
was
better.
Was it a better sewed, though?
Good sewed.
Good
sewed.
Good sewed. Okay.
Short for episode.
Can I? Okay, so I have a few more things I want to cover here.
Drop them.
Okay.
Drop the hot take.
So I had a few of, like, the deeper cuts, which, like, again, I've heard all these before, but...
Are we defining deeper cuts as something that's not on the three greatest hits albums?
Or, yeah.
Okay.
But also that I think were, like, popular songs at the time. Though
okay.
Maybe they were, because I just don't know. Okay, there's a song called Travel and Prayer,
Ooh, I don't
which
know
has a banjo.
Wait, can I...
Okay,
do you think
pause.
America wants to listen
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, you
okay,
should
we'll
all go
pause,
and listen to it.
And America will listen.
Send now what you got her along the roads and make them soft for her feet. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be all right until she's home and here with me. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight if she is sleeping under the sky. Said now make sure the ground she's sleeping on is always warm and dry.
What'd you think?
Okay, Travel and Prayer. This is I thought it was good, but it's a little too like as we were talking about To Make You Feel My Love, he did his own thing to a Dylan song. That sounded like he was trying to turn his own thing into a Dylan song.
A little bit. I think I liked it because one, it's different. Like it's totally wildly different than like anything else on any of his albums. And I like a banjo.
I'm a banjo
kid.
I'm
a sucker for
a
banjo.
Like Billy Joe Bluegrass.
Wait,
like,
is this an episode of Sucker for a Banjo?
Yes, okay. Hey, everybody. We're down home, and I'm Jason, and...
I'm Deb, and I just want to say, I am a sucker for a banjo.
Wait. You know what? Me too. I'm also a sucker for a banjo.
Cool. Good app.
That was a good app. Sucker for banjo episode. So, sorry.
Thank you, Cody. Okay, so that was one deep cut. I'm curious what... Let us know what you all, by the way, in the comments on Facebook, just through life.
You can email us at itsshirley@gmail.com.
I would love to know what your favorite Billy Joel songs are and what your favorite Billy Joel deep cuts are.
I really like Christy Lee.
That's good.
Christy Lee. Good song, right? Good app.
Yeah. We talked about this. We might have ruined it a little before the podcast, but sometimes a fantasy, this song sometimes is like, fantasy. It's totally an Elvis Costello ripoff.
That was the beginning of this one.
But yeah. Was that during this? Okay. Great song. I don't understand how that wasn't like a bigger song. That song's amazing. So good. So catchy. And then I think this one's like becoming more popular. It was like in the top 30 of this list, but Everybody Loves You Now.
Everybody Loves You.
That song, so it's on his first album, which I think is much maligned, and he didn't like it either, but I actually thought it wasn't that bad. That song is amazing. I think if it had come later in his career, it would have been a big hit.
The New Yorker piece got into a little bit of why he didn't like it.
Super catchy. He didn't like it because of the mixing and stuff.
And he also didn't get paid, so it was like...
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, and I think that I am not a trained ear of like knowing if like the mixing's good.
Wait a second. Is this an episode of You Are Not a Trained Ear?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you know what? I'm Jason.
This is Deb.
I heard what you were saying before.
Yeah.
I don't have a trained ear. Do you have a trained ear?
I don't think I do. And so I think when somebody's mixing's off on an album, I don't know or really care. I still like it.
Good app. If I'm not
so
a trained ear.
I kind of actually really enjoy Cold Spring Harbor. Didn't like the next two. I didn't. I think Streetlight Serenader.
Street Life Serenader, not great.
Was so bad.
Not great,
Bob. By the way, speaking of that New York Mag list, Street Life Serenader, like the actual song, is pretty high on that list. I'm going to look it up right now.
Is that the Rosalind one?
So bad.
Like it Rosalind, not the town of Long Island.
Offensive.
But his mom's name, right?
Maybe.
It's like Rosalind, parentheses, Street Life Serenader.
It is 17. That song is not good.
And that album... It relies too much on lyrics. He's not a good lyricist.
Whenever he does the more... And granted, I'm not like an art rocky person, but sometimes he goes off on that. That Scandinavian Sky.
We're running short on time, but next week we'll do an episode of You're Not a Rocky Person.
But that song was not good and that album's not good. Piano Man, that album also not that great. Those are like his early... And he doesn't like those albums either.
Okay, let's
see. He didn't think that was good.
Top 5 Billy Joel songs. I feel like I'm putting you to 15. It. You did your 15. You're going to winnow it down to top 5. We, like, High Fidelity's our God. We winnow it down to 5.
Are we taking covers or not?
Yes. You can consider To Feel My Love. One of your top 5.
So I'm going to put that on there. To Make You Feel My Love.
Number 5.
Miami 2017.
Number 4. I'm counting down.
Are these in order? These are just my top 5.
Okay. You don't have to do them in any particular order.
But maybe they're in order. Okay. Only the Good Day Young.
Only the Good Day Young. My number 1.
Miami 2017.
That's in my top 5. You have 2 left.
God. These are tough choices.
Tough choices. There's no getting around that these are tough choices.
Don't ask me why. That might have a recency bias.
Because you're still bopping your head. Like all of America, you're still bopping your head.
That means I have to cut off some things I really like. I don't know that I could do this. Wait, what have I said? I said Miami 2017, Only Look a Day Young. To Make You Feel My Love.
And Don't Ask Me Why.
So I only have 1 left?
You have 1 left.
Oh, God.
Make it count. Make it a
good
one.
Oh, my God.
Make it an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, my God. I think I have to go piano. He's the piano man.
Is he the...
He was the little piano man who wanted to become a big piano man who became the piano man.
Nice. Yeah.
That, let me tell you something, could change on a dime. I feel like on
number
5,
The Entertainer.
That's
number
crazy.
4, Miami 2017. Number 3, Innocent Man. Number 2, this is hard. New York State of Mind. Number 1, Only the Good Die Young. That could change.
You are wildly overrating that song.
In fairness, this has been, I'm looking at the clock, like less than 30 seconds have passed. I think if I had to do that again, it would be different.
No, that's what I'm saying. See, but so I think this is, and maybe this is a good place to, you know, this is, by the way, we've been listening to You Jock and You Joel to Me, and we've been talking fucking You Joel to Me.
Yeah, we have been William and Joeling to each other the whole time.
I really think that the best thing about Billy Joel is that he's got a lot of, like, just really good, catchy songs, and then on any given day, you could have five different favorites that are, like, legitimate choices. This guy has a lot of good songs. Like,
a lot of good songs.
I don't understand people who don't think he has a lot of good songs. Like, all right, the lyrics aren't great. Mm. Some things he has...
Wait, no, I take it back. Downeaster Alexa is number five. Downeaster Alexa, number five.
That was an...
Entertainer, yeah. Number six.
Okay, yeah, because that was a hard choice for me to cut that. But.
Speaking of songs that have terrible lyrics.
But I also awesome. Definitely had a recency bias, because I usually don't ask me why.
You know,
there.
The New York Mag mentioned
this. To Make You Feel My Love, which I love, but it's not even his song.
The New York
you
Mag.
You should have said that I couldn't have been on there. That would have been helpful.
I'm giving you freedom. Okay. You can do what you want.
I don't like that.
New York
I'm
Mag
not
said,
like you with your froyo and your choice.
And 21 like, songs in the Billy Joel catalog. 33 of them have been top 40 hits.
Yeah. No,
that's a quarter. That's over a quarter.
It's amazing, and I do want to say this, because shout out to Jill, who I talked to right before this, and Brooke, who had a grievance, and I was so proud that they had a grievance about a Billy Joel list, because I always am proud of people who have grievances with lists, because they are close to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing I like more than a grievance with a list. But to have a grievance with a list of Billy Joel, I feel like they it's just because of us,
yeah,
right?
We made that happen.
They would not have cared at all. So second to last on the New York Mad list was We Didn't Start the Flames Emoji. And I think, I sort of get why it's there, but no. Like, because let me tell you something, and you and I have been a part of this. When you're from Long Island, and you show up anywhere, and that song is playing, and you can lay down every lyric to that song.
Harry Truman, Doris
Day,
Red China,
Diary. You are never cooler than that. People just bow down to you. And so...
Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
So.
Preach.
I just feel like that song should not be second to last. Is the song dumb? Sure. Are a lot of Billy Joel songs dumb? Yes. What's his name again?
William M. Joel.
Are a lot of William M. Joel songs dumb? Yes. Does it matter? No. Lots of songs are dumb.
Songs don't have to be smart.
They don't have to be smart. They don't have to be changing the world. To bring it back to you two, those idiots who think their songs should change the world, their songs suck. Billy Joel
has... Billy Joel sunglasses, they don't wrap around.
Yeah,
they don't have to.
You know what? He's not trying to solve, like, poverty in Africa or, like, the debt in the world.
By the way,
you know
thank God he's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, God bless.
You know what I don't want is my pop stars... trying to solve the problems in Africa, because you know what? There are smart people who can do that for us. Like,
a lot of evidence says no.
Bonobos.
Bonobos.
He's not helping the situation.
Yeah, he's making it worse.
He's not helping
that
it.
That guy's not helping.
He's not helping. You know, like a Bill and Melinda Gates. Like,
no, they're not.
I want them to work on that.
It's complicated, Bono.
They should get on that.
Yeah, Bono.
And pay people to get on that. So sometimes a pop star should just be a pop star and sing fun songs. And like, you know...
Marry supermodels.
Yeah, marry
you
supermodels.
Drive your car
drive
into whatever window.
Into houses and whatever. Sing the song of the piano man. Like, we all get to sing along at concerts. Like, sometimes it should just be that. And who is better than that at William M. Joel? I don't know. He's awesome at it.
You were right. That is well said. That's how we're going to go out.
Boom.
Everyone will sing us a song. Because now you're the piano man.
Sing us
and
a
women.
Song. You're a piano man. Yeah.
I hope
and
you enjoyed
women.
Our comprehensive look.
Sing us the song tonight.
At Billy Joel.
You're all in the mood for a melody. And his are good.
They are good.
You got us feeling
great.
All right. I
We're
think
all
we got you
right.
feeling you all right.
Don't
this
drive drunk. Don't drive drunk.
You talking you Joel to me?
You talking you Joel to me?
You talking you Joel to me?
Great. Sewed.
Sing us a song. You're the piano man. Sing us.
Uh-huh, honey.